there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. As Benjamin Netanyahu's newly formed government continues to face concerns on many fronts, numerous Jewish leaders from across Europe have now met with President Isaac Herzog to discuss many issues concerning Jewish communities in the diaspora, such as the law of return. Dr. Ariel Musikant, the president of the European Jewish Congress, told Herzog that he and other leaders will react when issues such as the law of return are debated in the Knesset, adding that when such issues have a major influence on Jewish lives in Europe, there will be a need to voice concern. According to members of the delegation who participated in the meeting, Herzog encouraged them to continually make their voice and opinion heard in Israel and in the media because, as Herzog put it, Israel is the state of the entire Jewish nation. As restitution efforts continue to restore possessions and dignity to those who were robbed of precious artifacts during the Nazi era, auction house Christie's has now announced that its restitution department will host a series of events throughout the year and around the world in order to return Nazi stolen art to its rightful owners. Christie's series of events, called Reflecting on Restitution, will honor the 25th anniversary of the Washington Conference Principles on Nazi Confiscated Art, an international agreement which helped to locate, identify, and return art looted by the Nazis during World War II. In a statement, Christie's said that audiences worldwide will be invited to engage with other people on the program through its website, which will feature recordings of selected events, stories of important restitutions, as well as a virtual walking tour of historic sites throughout Berlin. The year-long series of events will end in December with a conference at the Tel Aviv Museum of Art concerning restitution and provenance research. Despite the Union of Orthodox Hebrew Congregations objecting to and calling for a ban on women attending a concert on the grounds of it causing spiritual harm, more than 700 young women descended on Hackney Empire in London on Sunday for a concert allowing women only, starring Bracha Jaffe and Chava Kogan. Hackney Empire Box Office also reported that some pictures taken at the concert, carefully done so as to conceal identities, displayed a joyful packed audience comprising women in fashionable shaitels and also hundreds of small children and young girls accompanied by older sisters and mothers singing along to the music. Bracha Jaffe had said previously that she was greatly saddened by the Union of Orthodox Hebrew Congregations' objection, adding that girls need healthy kosher music, healthy kosher entertainment that will bring them closer to God. She also said that she wants to be a good example to girls in how she presents herself as a positive role model. In Ontario, Canada, Education Minister Stephen Lecce acknowledged that anti-Semitism in the province often occurs without consequences and strongly recommended that this must be dealt with soon. Addressing a B'nai B'rith Canada forum, Lecce said that he and his government considers it important to become a leader in Holocaust education and prevent the cycle of hate from taking root, adding that there remains an ongoing uphill battle when dealing with hate against the Jewish community, which must be taken more seriously and which also requires more accountability when it happens. Lecce informed the 100 plus attendees, who also included leaders of Jewish, Black and Asian organizations, that the province is progressing rapidly on its decision announced in November to introduce Holocaust education into elementary schools. And you may want to eat it at first glance. Well, Nike has just released a honey-dipped, dense, chewy bagel-looking sneaker honoring its Jewish-inspired recipe from Montreal, Canada. This concept has already attracted much attention and interest, and Rabbi Avi Feingold tells us more about this commemorative design.
The bagel is a very, very Jewish food that has transcended its Jewish roots to really become an icon of Montreal in general. And people were looking at it, and the details of what it was really, really well done, I think, right? Where the sesame seeds are on there on a tan look. The bottom of the shoe is a gum sole to represent the honey that it's dipped in. The inside of the shoe, the insole, the sock liner, is wood grain, to think about all the wood fire brick ovens in which real bagels are made. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of the right details that it hits.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.